It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Barings. Associate head coach Matt McKillop joining me. And Matt, another frustrating night with an opportunity. What was happening out there that was breaking the continuity of the Davidson offense? Let's start there.
Well, they were really physical, and you know, we've been so successful the last two games, especially with our screening action, and they did not make any screens easy for us to set or for us to use. So what it ended up doing, it would put the ball in our point guard's hands or some ball handler's hands, and there was a lot of dribbling. And it's tough to flow when you don't know where the ball is going when it's an active dribble. And, you know, credit to Wake Forest. They did a heck of a job. That was a great game plan. And, you know, we have counters to it. We have ball screens that we set to try to space the floor a little bit more easily. But clearly it wasn't good enough.
The last two games, something that's really helped you guys, the spark of the defense, like we talked about, translated into more flow offensively. Tonight, that was a struggle as well. They got a lot of open looks.
They did, and you know, you think about the first half, they shot 36%, but I think 10 of those points were off second chance opportunities. So, you know, we eliminate five of those second chances they get. You know, we're playing our tails off defensively. And then that second half, we had a missed shot early that led to an open three for them. We had a turnover, which led to an easy layup for them. We had another turnover, which led to another open three for them. So what our offense did was it didn't allow us to play defense, especially in that early part of the second half. And you saw the confidence they played with. I think they made seven of their first eight, maybe 10 of their first 13 shots of the second half. And it's easily contributed to the lack of production that we got on the offensive end.
And that run was pivotal. It was at least 13-4. Coming out of the second half, and you touched on the big number that pops out of here, coincides with the rebounding and the offensive boards. Overall on the boards, plus 13 for Wake. They had 11 offensive rebounds, and those second chance points, 18-2 advantage.
And some of those rebounds were the result of we made them take tough shots that were deep shots, and everybody's converging, and they bounce long, and they're better, more athletic and longer than us at certain positions. So some of them, you know, there's little that we could do about, but the frustrating ones, I think, were the ones in the first half where we really could have set the tone and we really could have been aggressive, and some balls that I felt that we could have gotten our hands on, we could have ripped away, just didn't end up in our hands, and allowed them to take that lead and allowed them to feel some confidence. I mean, this is a team that hasn't had as much success this year as maybe they're used to, and they came in with a guy injured, and their confidence was probably fragile, and we allowed them to have that.
Some of the positives when you look, Christensen, Bochy Edem get other really valuable minutes. They've gotten some the last couple games. And then the play of Lee, we continue to see him get better and more confident, it seems, every minute he's in there.
Yeah, he can do so many things, and you'll see sometimes today was a little confusing for him because he was playing the four and Carter was sometimes playing the four, and it was getting him in spots that he's not accustomed to yet. So we were not as in sync offensively at times, but clearly, I mean, you see his skills. And you know, keep in mind, I think he scored 8 points in the final three or four minutes when it was a pickup game at that point. But I wish we could get some more production out of him early. I wish we could have found a way to play him a little bit more, and that might have given some other guys some breathers.
And your two main guys out on the perimeter in Kellen and John, they had solid games. You look in the box score, and Kellen, I thought, especially early on, he had a lot more bounce in his step.
Yeah, and they were both very aggressive. And sometimes that got us in trouble. And sometimes we took some shots that, you know, aren't always the number one option when we run our offense. There were some costly decisions. I think some of those turnovers that our backcourt had led to some scores at the other end, run out layups for them. But you know, we're gonna lean on them as much as we can every single game. I mean, we're gonna hopefully play them less than we did last year. I see John played 32 and Kellen played 35, and I think in our two wins we've had, neither of them have broken 30 minutes. And I think against Auburn, I don't think either of them broke 30 minutes. So we've got enough depth that we can hopefully conserve their energy, so that when they're on the court, they're making great decisions, they're attacking relentlessly and scoring it and helping our offense flow.
So finally, Matt, before I let you go, it's been a weird start to the year in terms of collective success. When things are going well, like we saw the last two games, what's happening? And then tonight, it's reminiscent of those first two games.
And I think you see some moments that are reminiscent of last year. And we've got to find a way to get over that hump. And hopefully depth, hopefully stamina from guys coming off the bench can allow us to not have those mental lapses. Because it's not going to get easier. We haven't talked at all about Marquette as a staff, but I do know that they're a very good team. I know they've got a terrific point guard. So it's going to be challenging, and that's exciting for us. And I think it's pretty easy to get excited about a game against Marquette. That's the best part about this upcoming week. We got a chance to play a nationally ranked opponent and do it on a big stage. And I I would imagine we're very capable of, if we play our best, giving them a very good game. And it's just a matter of mentally and physically getting ourselves prepared.
Matt, appreciate your time. Thank you. Matt McKillop's comments are presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is a proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.